Mr. Rubin.
Oh, hi, Tommy. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, the problem is you guys ain't done anything. You've done any work. You've got three checks already, three payments, and I ain't seen nothing. No calls, no nothing.
So let me look at your dashboard. I just want to see if there's any hiccups. There's been two payments, by the way. This one is the third, the one that's outstanding. But in the time that you've been with us, it looks like you've had 142 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. Have you seen the site that we built you?
I haven't seen anything, and I haven't got not one call, not one. Clicks don't pay bills. I've told these people that. A click is good, but it don't pay the bills. I mean, if I go to a car, make a truck payment, and I tell them I got 100 clicks, they're going to tell me to get the hell out.
Right.
And you know
right.
that.
Right. I understand that, but all I can do is to get you front and center and get, you know, people, you know, clicking on you and hopefully calling you. If you're not getting calls, what I would suggest is start working on getting some five-star reviews on your Google listing and on your Facebook page, because it could be that there's people up there next to you that have a five-star rating, and if you don't, it will affect your conversion, and I can send you an email that will help you with that. It's pretty cool. It'll be, you know, hyperlinked, and it'll say, you know, thank you for using Patriot Roofing and Remodeling, and if you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when the client clicks that button, it will automatically take them to your Google page, right? So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it, and it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that five-star ranking. Now,
yeah, but I've got to been able to work for them before all that happens, right?
No, anybody can write a review for you on Google or on Facebook. It doesn't have to be someone where it's originated from there. So the main thing is that, and I know how important this is because I'm in internet marketing, where sometimes I have a good experience with a business and I say, hey, I'm going to go and write something nice about you. But the problem is when I'm outside of that moment, sometimes that idea gets stuck on the back burner. And we all know what happens to ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? So what happens with this is that, you know, once they write that review, most people will do it because they're already in their email anyway and they're hyperlinked to your Google listing. And by the way, Facebook, there's zero Google or there's zero reviews. Facebook, you have 3 5-star reviews, but they're ancient. They're all, well, two of them are from 6 years ago. One of them's from 10 months ago. So sometimes that'll affect you too. You know, if there's people that have a lot of fresh stuff being posted about them, and then there's a company that has older reviews from, you know, maybe a year and 6 years ago, sometimes that will affect which company the end user calls. You know what I mean?
I understand. You got to be a crook. You absolutely got to be a liar anymore to get people's attention. And that's where it's come to. See, when I started, I'm 61 years old. We started with a handshake. We didn't give a damn one way or the other job. But now it's turned into, I know people that don't even have a driver's license at work every day. And, you know, my insurance and everything is so expensive. I'm about ready to go out of business and say the hell with it and just collect from Joe Biden. In another year, I'll collect $1,200 a month. That's more than I make now. I don't understand why people are so gullible. I can tell them I jumped off the Empire State Building and landed on the piece of plywood, and they probably won't believe me. That's how stupid people are anymore.
Believe me, you know? I'm in California, and I just got a notification that they just passed a law in California where they're going to start providing insurance to illegal aliens. And that frustrates me because here I'm the one that's working, like you say, paying my taxes. And then my own mother, you know, when she was here, had a hard time collecting benefits, and she's a citizen. And then, you know, there's all these people that are coming over not the correct way. Mm-hmm. And now they want me to pay for it, you know.
That's Joe Biden's votes.
Yeah, and we have a double whammy because we have a governor like that too, you know, so it's a double whammy for us. So.
Well, who wouldn't vote for him if they're living off of him, you know? I mean, you're going to vote for the hand that feeds you, of course. But in reality, it's a mess. It's Obama running this field, been running for 12 years, and that's why my company is pretty much – I never advertised before. I used to make $200,000 a year. Now I'm lucky if I make 40.
Wow. So it's really changed in your industry.
See, another problem is I had Spanish people working for me and all, and now they all work for themselves. It'd be stupid to work for anybody else because, like you said, the way it's set up, Jose is Jose. They don't know. If one of them's got insurance, all of them use it. I mean, people are so stupid. I talk to people all the time. They're like, them Spanish people, they really know. They don't know as much as people think they do. And I ain't hating on them. The only thing I really hate is when I got to pay $20,000 a year in taxes, and they don't pay anything, and they get food stamps and anything. I don't even get food stamps. You know, food stamps alone, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And who wouldn't come over here and live off this country?
I agree.
I went to their country, they wouldn't be nothing. But a foot in the ass, but probably wouldn't live to get out of there. Well, you know, I don't know what's going to come of it, but if things don't change soon, you know, they'll run their country in the ground, and they're coming over here doing the same thing there. And another thing is too, if you don't speak Spanish, you ain't going to survive in this country. Because it has changed. They're not trying to learn English. You're either going to learn their language, or there's so many of them that you're not going to speak to nobody. They're buying the home so fast, they don't call me anyway. You know, they don't call me to work for them. They'd be stupid if they did because they got family members to do it. But anyhow, so I'm out, how much? $500. That's another thing. I'm out $500 and I got not one call.
Well,
so what would you do?
The good news here's the good news, is industry standard for first page placement is 90 days. We're a premier partner with Google, so we do it in 30 to 45 days. So you're already starting to rank. You're starting to get some action, but it is the third month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some really good things for your business, especially if you get a couple of new reviews. Now, you don't have to be a liar or a cheat to do it. So let's say
Everybody does it.
The thing, Tommy, let's say that you have a friend or a relative that can vouch that you're a trusted business in the community. They can go on there. They have every right to go on there and give you a 5-star rating. I always suggest don't have them lie. Don't have them say, oh, I had Tommy replace my roof, if he didn't, you know. But they can say, Tommy provides an excellent service. Don't hesitate to call him. And they can go on there and write you a 5-star rating. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that because it's honest, right? So I'll get that email composed and send it to you. In the meantime, since, you know, things have gone, you know, down for your business tremendously over the last few years, I want to make a suggestion where we could make this a little bit more affordable, where your package includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you wanted to, now that you're starting to rank on Google, we could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Now, the reason I suggest that is that when a person hires a company online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google, right? So that only leaves 13% if you look at, you know, Facebook and Yelp and Yellow Pages and a Home Advisor and Thumbtack and Angie Leads. So since 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off of Google anyway, I think now that you're ranking, it probably wouldn't even hurt you to take the Facebook ads off, and you would be saving $100 a month. And the reason I suggest it is the Facebook ads. If you change your mind and a couple months later you say, oh man, I wish I didn't do that, you could always call back and put them on later. But at least it makes things a little bit more affordable now. And if I make that adjustment for you, Tommy, you don't have to pay that today. I can give you a little bit of time, you know, if things are tight. But, you know, that way, like I say, it'll help you out a little bit just temporarily.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, I'm in Virginia, which is near the White House and all that. And that's where you ought to see this. You think it's bad? I'm pretty sure it's pretty bad in California. But
yes,
I'm telling you, they're talking about I want to recount on who's the minority, because I can see, and I see people, I look at vehicles around me, and I feel like I'm in another country, and they're from everywhere. And the worst part about it is, I don't care, it doesn't matter to me, but they're not going to call me, and I know that. I don't work for any Spanish people. They do not call me. Why would they? They'd be stupid to.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, I do get them, you know, to ask me if I'm looking for work and stuff or job. They're looking for a job. But, you know, what it's come to, though, like I said, you know, Roofing Face is really good. I mean, these guys are making thousands of dollars a day if they're working for themselves. And I don't blame them. Why wouldn't they? And then they send that home, and that's $3,000 or $4,000, as long as it stays in their country. And they leave. I had crews working for me. My niece has got kids by some of them. And the crazy thing about it is they sent me pictures of their homes and stuff. They're living way better than me and retired at 40.
Right.
Because we were dumb. You know? But the thing about it is, you know, I mean, half of them, like I said, don't even know what they're doing. They just got over here. And normally it's one or two guys that's pretty good. A monkey can do a roof. I mean, I agree with that. It's not a genius. Don't take a genius. They're all pretty much the same. If you do it for 2 weeks and you don't know how to do it, you're just not interested in that trade, because you have to be pretty stupid. Every day of doing the same thing after a week, I don't care what it is, you're going to learn it. But
yes,
the thing about it is, like I said, I mean, you said I got some good this and clicks and all. You know, I think that's just nosy people more than anything. You know, like I was telling one of your colleagues, you know, suppose you go out with this girl and she gets an attitude with you and she just throws a bad review on there. Happens all the time. You know, a lot of these people, though, you know, I'm a member of the Better Business Bureau and stuff. People don't even know what that even means for. You know, these Spanish people, like I said, I ain't hating them, but I just think that, you know, it's pretty bad when I got to go pay. They get average of $340 a month. And it's everywhere. It ain't only in the grocery store. It's in the 7-Eleven. It's anywhere you know where you go. That's a lot of money. That's $400 a month. That would pay for my advertising.
Yes.
But, you know,
exactly.
You know who's paying for it. You know who pays for it. You know, like you said, you know who pays for it in the long run. Ain't nothing free.
Yeah,
you know,
that's,
I don't know
that's
what,
why, it's frustrating for me too. It's like, you know, I feel like the whole system's messed up, because even the people that rightfully are U.S. citizens and they do get help, they don't calculate it properly, because, you know, what if you're a family of four and you're living rent free with, you know, a friend or a family member? That's different from a family of four that has, you know, $2,000 a month rent, you know, or $1,500, you know.
Yeah.
So, but they'll still give them the same, you know, or they'll just base, you know, so I'm like, that makes no sense. You know, there's these houses where there's 12 people living in one house, you know, and they're making more benefits than the ones that are struggling and trying to take care of themselves.
And they're, and they're buying these homes. I don't know about there, but around here, they're buying them faster than they can build them.
Yeah.
They're buying these homes. The Spanish women, I'll give them credit for that. The Spanish women are the backbone. They come over here, and there's very few of them. There's 10 men to one woman. So she gets four or five guys, and she works them, and she does all the English, and she does all the – that's what I see. And, you know, they got these high-end jobs. They're driving 18-wheelers. They're going where the money's at. They're even doing roofing. They're running – they're doing all the driving, because most of these guys don't even know where they're at or speak a word of English. And they don't eat. They don't eat at McDonald's and stuff. They got their food with them. They go in 7-Eleven. They heat their food up. They put all the compliments and everything on their food, which is illegal as hell. But they do it. What can you do? they'll take a hot dog thing, they'll eat the hot dog, and then they'll put a burrito in there and load it up with whatever, and then they'll buy a hot dog. I see them doing it all the time. Now, who has to pay for that? We do.
Oh,
you know, the crooks.
That is so funny. I never thought about that.
There are so many of them. There are so many standing around the 7-Elevens that they have to have a cop there to keep them from, because if there's 14 in the store, there's no way you can control it. And there's 75 outside. I mean, 75. There's nowhere to park sometimes. Now, again, you know, they got all brand new trucks. They don't have, my truck's a 2010. It's got 200,000 miles on it. I go to the roof center and I pull in there. I feel ashamed. They got brand new trucks. I'm new ones. They got, their clothes cost more than my truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's amazing. But anyway, I mean, I go on forever and it's just the way it is. And I'm not saying Trump's the answer. There ain't no way I'm going to say he's the answer. But that's what really hurt me. When I first started, after the September 11th thing, I went with it, you know, I grabbed the Patriot thing. Of course, everybody did, and it worked great. And I bought the guy I was working for. He retired. I bought his phone number, and I hauled ass. But now everybody thinks I'm Trump's son or something. They hate him. They hate him so much that they won't even hire anything Patriot. So I thought about changing the name, you know. I mean, I see these trucks running around and says Jose this and that on it. You know, so he gets a check in his name. He goes and cashes it. Boom. He ain't got to pay taxes on nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They go into the root center. You know, I say I buy $1,000 worth of stuff. I'm out the door. I'm about close to $1,300. They're out the door at $1,000. So they're already $300 above the game when I get started.
Yeah,
it's
already ahead.
It's frustrating, you know. They do a job for these companies, and I see it all the time. And they don't use the ice shield when they don't put it down because the shingles on top of it, you can't tell. All this material, they just take it home and then they sell it. They're not stupid. They're here to make money. They don't give a damn about us. Some people act like, oh, well, you know, I mean, they don't have to compete with them. My stepfather, it started when he was a drywall finisher. He's retired. Now he's 80-something years old. But they used to come to his job as a finisher, and he was getting like $6 a board. You know, so, I mean, he had to work hard, but he was making good money at that time. And they come in there and say, we'll do it for $2 a board. Well, they got it. And then he's out, and now they can charge whatever they want. They did it with roofing. The Chinese did it with siding. They took it completely over. They'll work dirt cheap for a minute because they're not stupid, and they can. Because they don't really need no money because they're not used to any. So what they do is they get it completely wrapped up and then they charge whatever they want. And what are you going to do? A roof is a pretty major thing on your home.
Yes, exactly.
And
so
and
what I would like to do maybe, Tommy, I think that this would maybe be a good move is once the payment's up to speed, I can have the technicians do a performance check on your account and maybe modify the keywords a little bit and focus on bigger projects like HOAs and things like that. Because could you imagine if you just landed one HOA that had, you know, 700 homes in a community and they all do yearly roofing maintenance or something like that? I think something like that would really get some, you know, solid income coming in and kind of get you out of that slump a little bit. And then once you're out of that slump, it would, you know, really help you.
I told the guy that I signed up with, I told him that if I could make, you know, if I could do one or two jobs, you know, to get going. I mean, because, you know, I mean, it's the holidays, there ain't going to be a whole hit getting ready to snow here next week. You know, it's getting serious. But, I mean, I figured, you know, we got 80 more days before it gets warm around here and all. So, you know, by then, hopefully, and if I land a couple of jobs, cool. But there's no way that I can pay you guys and pay everybody and pay, and you know, and then eventually you run out of money because, again, you know, I'm not making any money. I mean, I didn't do a roof at all last year, not one. That's hard to believe. I used to do 30 or 40 easily a year, Now I didn't get any calls last year. None. I've done some repairs for customers that I've had 20 years ago. And of course I live 60 miles from them now. I moved because I couldn't afford to live in Fair. So I moved outskirts. So I got to travel in, but like the other day, I did a $400 job. I had to go all the way to Sterling, which is, you know, is 30, 40 miles from me. A $400 job is three-story townhouse, and I had a helper with me. So really wasn't much money there. And then the guy didn't even give me a check. Had to mail me one because he gave me the stub. I know. I get the stub. I didn't even pay attention. I just took it. And now I can't even put that in the bank because I was going to, you know, $400 is $400. But anyhow, so I think what happened was the card I gave you guys has no money in it because of somebody got a hold of my card. That's another thing. Somebody got a hold of one of my cards at Home Depot and rented up $3,000. Well, they're investigating it, but meanwhile, they act like it's me. I said, well, you got cameras. Let's get with it. So the police are involved and so forth. They're acting like, you know, I'm trying to blow smoke up their ass. But I said, I don't have any Milwaukee tools. When somebody comes in there and buys $1,000 worth of Milwaukee tools, something should have alarmed them, you know, in my opinion. Because they went to the pawn new tools. When you go in the pawn shop and you see brand new tools, where do you think they came from? Nobody bought them and then decided, well, I'm not even going to open them. I'm going to just take them back to the, I'm going to take them to the pawn shop. Why would you take them back to the store on the internet or what? So, and that happened, like 3 days in a row. I said, you guys are pretty stupid. So I canceled my cards on that. Okay. I had somebody call me from the roof center and said they were trying to get $1,200 worth of material. Now they were smart enough to know that I'm not in South Carolina is where it was too. I'm not in South Carolina buying $1,200 worth of material. So they changed the name of that too. It ain't called Roof Center no more. It's called Beacon. And it's all Spanish. When you go in there, you think you're in Mexico. The Cucaracha music on. There's one guy that speaks a little bit of English and that's about it. And it that's is right. Something else.
Wow.
Oh, it's a mess. And they're paying like $22 per. So they're rolling in the money. I'm telling you, I wish I could find a country that is nice to us as we are to them.
Exactly.
I know for a fact our ancestors came here and they didn't get shit. They worked very hard for what little bit they got. They got treated like shit. But we're getting the paybacks for the Indians or whatever it is. But I'm telling you, I pity the poor kids that are coming up now because they're not going to be able to speak to nobody but their relatives. There's not going to be, they're not trying to learn English. They're pushing it that you learn Spanish or you're just shit out of luck. Anyways, so call me later. I can give you a credit card number or something.
Okay. What do you mean by later? Like later today or later in the week? Or?
Do you want it now, the credit card number?
I have your billing in front of me. I could take it now for sure if you like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how much money's in there, but. I mean, I got to at least give it a try. Like I said, I'm hoping that it'll take off. If it don't, I know what I'm going to do.
It will take off. It'll take off this month. Like I said, I'm going to have the technicians do some performance checks and some updates for you. And I know that you're already ranking. So this is the month that it will do some really good things for your business. The card that we have on file, just to let you know, is the one that ends in 6535. So is the one that you're going to give me a different one, or is it the same?
It is. It's a different one.
Oh, it's a different one. Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, 4126.
Okay.
9400.
Got it.
0121. Mm-hmm. 8559.
8559. Okay, expiration?
1026.
And then the little code on the back?
978.
Okay. And then is it still the Germana Highway address for the billing?
It is.
Okay, excellent. So do you want to try it this month and with taking the Facebook ads off and just do the 149, or do you want to keep it with the 249?
The lower the better.
Okay, that's what I think too, especially since you had that many clicks through the Facebook ads and like you said, nobody called you. I want to let you know that we can put a call tracking number on here if you like, and that will really help you see the you people that are calling from the campaign on Google. And if and when you decide to change your business name, I love it. I don't think it's a bad thing to, you know, be called a patriot. And I don't think there's any written rule that says that that means that you're a Trump supporter either, you know, because that means
no,
you're the country,
dude.
You know. But if you ever decide to
crazy,
change
man.
It, yeah, you can call me and we can get that changed on your campaign within 1 to 3 business days. So that's an easy fix. And then what you just paid has you paid in full till January 30th. But what I'm going to do just to help you out a little bit further is I'm going to give you an extra 2 weeks for free on the back end. So I'm going to push that next billing all the way out till February 13th. So that will give you some more time to get your phone ringing and recoup some of, you know, what you've paid already, okay?
Like I said, if I'm in it at $500 and somebody calls me and I do a $600 repair, I'm feeling good about that. It's not no money, but it's something. I've done
right.
this so many times, paid somebody and didn't make nothing out of it. You know, I got swamped with people wanting me to do the same thing I'm doing with y'all. They got a way of tracking it too. So I don't know. It's a mess. But anyway, I appreciate it, ma'am. I'm going to run and let me know what's happening, and, you know, hopefully
okay.
everything, you know, it'll start ringing.
Thank
you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Tommy. Bye-bye.
You too, bye.